The African Court on Human and People's Rights is really busy with dealing with some cases, because since it was established, it has received a number of about 29 cases. And then the next week, judges of the court will be sitting and will be having two public hearings. The one of the public hearings is the case concerning the beneficiaries of the late Norbert Zongo, who used to be a journalist in Burkina Faso, who was killed in his team. They were killed in the 90s. Now members of the family has brought their case against the state, against the government of Burkina Faso, saying the government was involved, maybe it was involved in the killing, or the government had done nothing after the killing to investigate and to identify the real killer of the man. Now the parties will give the arguments, and then later the court will be able to make a decision about that case. That's one example of cases. And then we recently have delivered a judgment in a case against the government of Tanzania, where the government, the constitution of Tanzania, said that no independent candidate would be allowed to present himself or to contest for any position. The court decided against the government of Tanzania and has asked the government of Tanzania to review their constitution to allow everyone some basic rights so everyone can run for any position in the government. These are examples of cases we have been dealt with recently. And then there are many other cases when the total number was 29, and then the court has already disposed of 20 cases up to now.
How many cases has the court adjudicated, and how many cases are under review, and how long does it take the court to make a ruling on a case?
Yeah, it depends. The total number of the cases received, it was 29. Already 20 of those cases were disposed of. But I have to explain why. Some cases were disposed of because the court could not have jurisprudence or competence over those cases, because they were brought by individuals from countries which have not made a declaration accepting the competence of the court. That's an example. And other cases were decided the matter was decided after hearing parties, and then the court has delivered a judgment. It means that we have two kind of decision. One decision, the court lacks jurisprudence, so the case is disposed of. In other bunch of cases, the case have heard arguments from both parties, and the case, the court has decided. So for the second question, how long does it take for the court to deliver a decision? It depends. When a case is received, it is communicated to the parties and then to the judges and the legal officers. They examine the file and everything, information related. They make investigation. And then they can decide on paper without calling the parties. But sometimes they call parties to come before the court and they give the arguments. And then after arguments, the court goes for deliberations. Normally, after public hearing, after hearing, the deliberations, the rules provide for 90 days after the closing of the hearings. So the judges have 90 days to deliver a decision.
So the court basically can't be hampered by a political decision of a country whether to accept or not to accept its jurisdiction. And one wonders why all these African countries that are members of the African Union do not accept the jurisdiction of this court.
In fact, in Africa, we have 54 countries. Amongst the 54 countries, only 26 have ratified the protocol establishing the court. It means that only 26 countries have accepted the competence of the court to hear cases from those countries. And then, among the 26 countries, we have only 7 countries that have made a declaration accepting that the court can receive cases from individuals, from citizens, directly. So it means that only 7 countries have given that sanction to their citizens so they can bring their case directly to the court. For other 47 countries, they have not yet given that permission to their citizens to bring their case before the court. So it's a political matter, but we have to discuss it and you have to tell the truth we still need some political will for countries to accept the competence of the court.
Are there any efforts being made by this court to gain the confidence of these countries to sign up as signatories to the court?
Yes. Normally, the court do not go out to look for cases or sensitize people. But the African court has a speciality. Since 2011, the court has undertaken some sensitization campaigns to call people and state to know about the court and then ratify the protocol establishing the court. During the same sensitization campaign, we also ask countries to make the declaration to allow their citizens to have direct access to the court. And then, in addition to the sensitization campaigns, we also organize some seminars and the conference. For example, it is only yesterday that the court concluded a seminar grouping or gathering all the chief justices of Africa here in Arusha to discuss on ways and means of having a dialogue so the nations, the state can cooperate with the court in promoting the court and also in extending the competence of the court. Today, the time I'm talking to you, we have also a conference, a two-day conference for all the media from all different countries of Africa who are gathered in Arusha, discussing about how the media can help the court to sensitize itself among the public and how those media professionals can help the court to attract more countries to make ratification, also make the declaration for the court. So we are doing something which will help the court to be known to people and then to be able to be utilized by the different countries. We are doing something, seminars, campaign visits, and other things that can help the court improve.